I don't want you to trouble yourself about me, Toad said in a sad little voice. I was wondering if you would go down to the village and fetch the doctor, but no, it's not important. It's probably too late by now.
Are you feeling ill, Toad? What's the matter?
I don't know. I think my heart...
But you mustn't miss that, Ratty,
dear kind friend. I have enjoyed knowing you so much. Hate to say goodbye.
Toad's whisper became slower and slower, and then stopped. The rat felt very worried. Toad lay so still and quiet. Perhaps he really was ill. The rat wished that the other two were not so far away. What should he do? He looked again at the still and silent Toad, and decided that he must get the doctor at once. He hurried out, carefully locking the door behind him, and ran off to the village as fast as he could. When Toad heard the front door bang, he jumped out of bed, laughing loudly. He quickly put on his best suit and filled his pockets with money. Then he took the sheets off the bed, tied them together, and in minutes he had climbed down from the bedroom window and was running across the garden towards the fields. A few hours later, he was a long way from home. As he walked happily along the road, he felt very pleased with himself.
A clever piece of work that was, he boasted to the trees in the fields. Poor old Ratty, a good fellow, but not very intelligent. Badger will be so angry with him.